with your shirt, you have to roll the sleeve up a little bit more.
Okay.
A blood pressure cuff is tightening around my arm inside what looks like a giant photo booth in the offices of Crowley Maritime. But the nurse practitioner assessing my vitals is 5 hours south at Miami Children's Hospital.
Like if someone come with abdominal pain that requires more testing and hands-on, that we cannot treat from the kiosk. But other than that, all the minor illnesses, yes. We do.
The booth hums and blinks with self-administered testing instruments, including a pulse oximeter. All told, the kiosk costs up to $40,000, yet the copay for a visit can be as low as $10. Florida lawmakers have been unable to agree how to regulate the emerging technology, stalling its use in Florida. But Miami Children's telemedicine manager Bill Manzi gives telemedicine's expansion better odds next year.
This year, I think, is a very good year for this to possibly pass. And I say that because we have had many state representatives come visit Nicholas Children's Hospital, as well as the speaker, to see how we are operationalizing and managing the telehealth operations.
Right now, telemedicine services aren't covered under Medicaid and other types of insurance in Florida. Some lawmakers have also expressed concerns about out-of-state doctors treating Florida patients. But Health Policy Chairman Aaron Bean recently said he's confident legislators will find common ground. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.